come to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. And for people who want common sense guidance on how to build green and live a more sustainable lifestyle. Send an email. The Mighty House crew is on the job. This is Mighty House.
All right, we're back. And today we're going to talk some bath venting. A little bath venting 101. Where should that vent go? How should you terminate it? And we'll go over some options that we've seen in the past that really shouldn't be done and done
today. Less than stellar.
That's right. But before we start, go ahead and dingle on that bell down there. That way you get notified next time we post a show. And of course, you want to subscribe, and that'll also do the same thing. And leave us a note down there, because Rich loves getting the notes. So go ahead and do that too. So, all right. We should also say mightyhouse.net for more information. And we've got the Facebook page and all that kind of stuff. So you'll find us all over the place. And we do have the blog and the, what's that called? Podcast. That you can find anywhere. So with that, let's get started. We've got Bath Venting 101.
I'm going to show some good pictures.
Let's start the share here. Let's pay homage. Well, to the man that we stole a lot of these pictures from.
Oh.
And the idea. Allison Bales and
Energy Vanguard.
Energy Vanguard. There you go. So you can check him out there too. So we stole some of his pictures. So we just want to make sure we pay tribute to the man that posted some of these. So there's our first one. It's just kind of like comes out of the fan and just blows into the attic. Mm-hmm. Although it is, like you pointed out earlier, it is secured properly with a piece of wire right here. So
yes. Double galvanized tie wire.
Exactly.
For attic use as well.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So there's the other one. This is fairly common. You can say this is a brand new build. Nice blown in insulation. And then out comes this vent going nowhere. And just
I saw that once in Star Trek.
Just waiting for it. But here's what happens. So now you have that vent sticking up, and after time, you'll start getting mold on the backside of the roof. You'll get mold on the rafters, and this can turn into a real problem. Obviously, it depends on the time of year. If you're blowing that warm, hot air into the attic during the winter, it's going to condense, and then you're going to start rotting out the backside of your roof. And
of the other observations we had on this is obviously you can see the hole in the plywood between the rafters there. And it doesn't look like a roof jack. It's not the right shape, but it's too far down the roof to be a roof vent.
Correct.
So we're wondering, plus this is corrugated aluminum, like dryer vent stuff.
Right.
Which stretches 5 times its length, 10 times its length, whatever. And it's not stretched at all. So we don't know if round A was supposed to go in rectangle B. Somebody missed a fitting.
Yeah. They went up there, they cut this through the roof. So you can see they cut the vent through there, but they never reached in, grabbed this and pulled it over and connected it to the... Yeah. To the roof vent.
And that's what it looks like to me.
Yeah. And then the insulation, they just folded it back. They didn't put it back over the fan and insulate that. So that's just all warm air that's going to be leaking up into the roof and causing these kinds of problems. So let's see. Let's go to the next one. There you go.
Turbojet.
This is the turbojet. You can see they swapped the fan out because the old one's right here, but they didn't bother putting the insulation back. Mm-hmm. They kind of just shot it up into the attic somewhere, but at least they attempted to get some of the air moving, I guess, and so it can dissipate in the attic.
And it doesn't look like aluminum tape. It looks like duct tape, quack, quack.
Oh, yeah. That is definitely duct tape right there.
Quack, quack.
I don't know what is that on the That looks like the old
Paving compound and paint from when the house was first built, and they sprayed it before they put
Oh,
cream on.
this is
That's
this.
the old fan. Yeah, they replaced the fan. They just knocked it up into the attic. Didn't take it down, didn't throw it away.
Yep. And this is the side that faces the living space. That's why
Correct.
that's the drywall compound and the paint from it.
They may have actually even caulked that to the drywall the way it looks, but
Yeah.
it's paint overspray. But yes, whoever replaced the fan, just this will work.
Right. Close enough. So here you go.
This is the ultimate picture of what'll happen. Venting your fan into your attic in the winter
Yes.
with two or three teenagers that take 20-minute hot showers.
Sure. All that humidity is going into the attic and it's just condensing on the backside of the roof. You can see it's so bad that it's even on the insulation that it's doing it. And it looks like it might even be vented, I mean insulated duct up to that point. But then it just blows it up this joist pocket or this rafter space, and it's just freezing.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a lovely photo. Glad it's not my roof.
I can only imagine how rotted out that is. And you can see even in the other rafter spaces, it's even on the plywood there too.
But what happens the first warm day when all of that melts at once? I mean, your bathroom ceiling's got to get trashed or whatever's. Maybe it's a closet and they never look up.
And all the insulation gets soaked.
And
It's
the R value of wet insulation is
zero.
zero. Yes. That's an awesome picture, though.
Honestly, I have to admit, when we first started in the 80s, this is what we used to do. Late 80s, early 90s, we would vent it, but we would just vent, throw it over into the soffit and say, yeah, that's good.
Assuming there's a vent there, but yes. Or the other thing we did is we'd run it up one of the rafters
Right.
to an actual mushroom vent
Yep.
and just have it dump at the mushroom vent. We did not make a connection. We did not have a roof jack. So
Correct.
we're not sitting here picking on these pictures for people doing it wrong if they didn't know. Or if this, I mean, look at that fan. That
Yeah.
fan is not new.
No, that is an old dog right there.
So whoever did this could have been of our age, and it was how we were taught to do it back in the day. But
Sure.
that's why we like doing the continuing education, because we keep learning. Somebody tells me this is how we've always done it.
Right.
Well, we figured it out that's not exactly a good thing.
Right. And because we go back 10 years later and we find the problems that this caused, and we go, oh, we can't be doing that anymore.
Right.
So, one advantage to, I guess, the longer you work, the more you realize all the stuff you screwed up. So, here's another one. This just got vented and it just goes right into the into that that beam there. This, well, that's good enough.
Well,
It didn't cut
that's your
through.
rim joist on your ceiling joist, and I've done
Right.
that because that's actually what we consider almost like an energy heel framing. So
Yep.
you put a plate on top of your ceiling joist, and
Yep.
then you box everything off. Now you have solid insulation. Instead of normal ceiling, you might have 18 inches of insulation, but where your rafters sit on top of your wall, it gets compressed to the point where it's only 3 inches. So that's where your heat loss is. So
Right.
somebody made an attempt to do energy heel framing so that they get a full 8 or 6 inches of insulation. I see the strap on there for the tie down. So if you had a hurricane or a tornado, your roof's not going to fly off. But then you hired the lowest priced HVAC contractor who didn't have a hole saw.
Or a couple of elbows.
Or he did the best hole I've ever seen.
Yes.
His hole saw is perfectly sized for pipe if that actually goes through there.
And you can see it's not. Is it that? Oh, I don't know. I mean, that's
I
like,
say not.
yeah.
I say he ran it right up to it.
Yep. Well, he could have come and went right to the roof, but he didn't. They just stopped it right there.
That's what it
So,
looks like.
huh?
That's what it looks like. I mean, if you had a
Yeah.
4-inch hole saw and 4-inch vent, I don't know. That's a tough one. Oh,
Yes.
this is not a tough one.
No. No. We're lacking the vent. We're lacking any type of insulation. We also don't have any cover plate on the junction box. It's just laying in here loose. So there's a lot of issues with this bath fan.
And then I just can't get past the mouse poop everywhere.
Yeah, they're just mouse poo here. So, well, it's
which is surprising because the wires aren't chewed up. Because mice like to chew on the insulation.
Yeah, they do. Maybe right there a little bit, but I'm sure this is nice and warm here in the winter. So that's why they're hanging out here.
Sure.
There's no insulation. All the heat from the house is just coming straight up through there. And here we go.
Oh, there you go with the proper way.
Here's how you should be doing it. There's the duct here. All the seams get screwed together and then foil taped so that you're air sealing it all the way through. Once you've done that, you put the insulation over it and you tape all those seams and it gets vented to the bath fan. It's got a damper in it. It's got a damper on the bath fan. So it's dampered both ends. And what'd you call that? Oh, the panhead screw is really not a panhead screw there.
No, it's just, you know, that's fine. That's just being critical because it's actually a hex head.
It's not a panhead. That's just me.
And we don't use panheads anymore. We use hex heads because you can put them in your driver.
Yep.
But no, this is the right way to do it. The other thing you notice, they don't have a 90. They got maybe a 20 degree bend there. You have to understand you restrict airflow when you do bends. So, you know, 45 will restrict, say, 15%, and 90 will restrict 50%, so on. So the straighter you can keep everything, the better.
Right.
So don't come out of your bath fan, do a 90 degree straight up to the roof. Do a 45, go over and do another 30 or whatever and get to that roof cap. But taping everything off, insulating it. And trust me, this is what we do now. You know what I mean? Like, adamant about it, but years ago,
yeah,
we didn't know any better.
No, and you know, they do inspect up, you know, here in the Chicagoland area, they do inspect for this, and it comes in 3, 4, 5, and 6 inch vents. Those are the ones depending on the size. Panasonic uses a 6 inch vent almost exclusively just because that keeps the noise levels down. The larger the pipe, the less noise you're going to get. So, but the ones I did last week, they were both 6 inch round. So, but this is how we do it now. And this is the correct way to do it. All that humidity now is not going into your attic. It's going outside. So it's the proper way to do it.
Where's the makeup air coming from?
We didn't talk about makeup air.
Next week.
Yeah. Okay. Next week, we'll talk about makeup air. So that's where you got to open the window in the bathroom. That way you let that air come in.
But no, that's a critical part of this is, you know, you got a 100 CFM fan running in the bathroom vented to the outside, which is great. But you need makeup air. Where's that 100 feet of air coming from? 100 cubic feet of air.
Yep.
Rim joists outside, basement, crawl space, back door. Correct. That's why we talk about controlling your airflow.
Right. And what you don't want is through your naturally vented water heater or furnace to have it start sucking that air back down through those vents. And now you're getting carbon monoxide.
You can backdraft your water heater or furnace, whatever, if you're drawing too much. So yes, it's quite the project.
Right. So if you've got an older house, really don't need to worry about it. If you've got a brand new house, then you really want to think about that backdrafting and make sure that you've got makeup air properly installed in your house. So I'd say let's subscribe, dingle on that bell if you're still listening to us. And hopefully you can go check out our podcast. They're at all the major, there are iTunes and all those different places where you get your download your podcast. And you can also download them at mightyhouse.net. And with that, I'll say, keep it square and level.
Till next time.